The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Hello and welcome to the National Intel Report. I am your guest host, Baron Show, filling in for John Stapmiller tonight. It is February 3rd. We're in hour one of the broadcast, and there's so much news and information to cover. It's so hard to even know where to start with the clown world of insanity in which we live in now. I mean, I stand amazed. The small town in which I live in, they are using the scarcity of the vaccine. And it's really creating a herd mentality. It's shutting down the whole small town when they make the vaccine available. And I, for one, actually thought, I feel foolish for having to admit this, I actually thought that people in this community was a little smarter than that. And, you know, I've said on my broadcast on Saturdays now for weeks that, you know, they are conditioning the people to accept a COVID-19 passport or certification. They're going to roll it out and say all the police have to have it, all the healthcare workers have to have it. You know, I've not been able to confirm, and maybe you guys know because you are an intelligent audience. Are they giving the vaccine to the military? I mean, if it's so great, wouldn't they want to save them from the COVID-19? I don't know. I've not been able to find any information on that. But they are conditioning the American people to accept the fact that you're going to have to be vaccinated and multiple times vaccinated and have a COVID-19 certification first to fly, then to go to concerts, then you want to be a police officer, you want to be a school teacher, you want to be a student, oh, you want to go in Walmart, oh, you want to go in the bank. I mean, this is their wet dream come true. Now, I'm going to do things a little bit different tonight because I had a little more time. I got to call about 1:30, and my schedule and my family stuff's a little bit insane, as some people that know me know. But I had some time, and I put together a bunch of clips, and I'm going to play quite a few clips in the first hour. None of them are very long, except the one I'm going to play at the bottom of the hour. But it's just a lot of things that I want to get in. I'm going to take phone calls all second hour, kind of like I do on Saturday. But I've got a lot of news and information that I want to share. And then next hour, I want to hear from you guys, the listeners. And I wanted to say, too, at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to be playing a clip from PlanetLockdownFilm.com. I'm going to be playing a clip from Catherine Fitz. Actually, I was a friend of mine locally that I would never have thought was watching this kind of stuff shared this with me. And that is really worth a look-see. If you have time, go to PlanetLockdownFilm.com. And I had to find it on Rumble, which I'm not familiar with. If you have difficulty, feel free to email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I'll send that to you. But I believe Catherine Fitz, and you can tell me next hour when we take phone calls, has put together, she has connected Minnie O'Dot, okay? So we're going to be talking about that as well. To get us started a little bit in the news, and I don't get to hear everybody's broadcast all the time, so I don't know how much of this has been covered, but Kamala Harris says the West Virginia coal miners who have lost their jobs because of the policies she and Joe are pushing can be trained to reclaim abandoned coal, abandoned landmines. Have any of you heard this? I mean, even Rush Limbaugh covered this, so this is not a secret. Job creation. Well, I'll tell you what, I've got the clip. Let's just listen to what Kamala Harris said about you're losing your job because of the Green New Deal. You're losing your job because of this insanity of the global warming hoax that they rammed down our throat. I mean, we're actually constantly, it's just a hoax-a-thon. I should have played the video hoax train, but I don't have time. I've actually got 9 videos I'm going to try to play in the first hour. But we are living in such a surreal reality with regards to what the government, and especially this new Biden administration, is trying to promote. And if you look at the cultural changes that's taken place in this country over the last several decades, and all of it downward, it's really mesmerizing that these rings of satanic pedophiles and these sycophants and these complete sellout traders have been able to manipulate a society like this, like a maestro plays the violin. But here is Kamala Harris actually telling the West Virginia coal miners who've lost their job that, you know what, you can be retrained and go look for abandoned landmines. Mike, let's play audio 5, please.
When you talk to him about climate change, the first thing that he talks about is job creation. And so it's job creation around investing in American manufacturing, job creation in terms of investing in American infrastructure and building up, back up American infrastructure, job creation around, for example, all of those skilled workers who are in the coal industry and transferring those skills to what we need to do in terms of dealing with reclaiming abandoned landmines.
Reclaiming abandoned landmines. I mean, how condescending can it get for a vice president to tell that to, I guess you'd say, her constituents? I mean, probably not that many in West Virginia voted for the Biden-Harris administration. But how condescending. The gall these traitors have, there is no bottom to the arrogance of their stupidity and their absurdity. But this is just the tip of the iceberg of what we're seeing. You know, last Saturday I covered H.R. 5717, which is some of the most egregious legislation as far as the Second Amendment. I covered H.R. 1, which is, you know, the first thing Congress is supposed to take up, making Washington, D.C. a state, and a whole bunch of other just horrible legislation. I mean, the hypocrisy of the Democrat Party is just completely off the chart, and it don't even matter. I mean, they tell you walls don't work. Even Tom Tillis, the senator from North Carolina, tells you there's no such thing as a border wall, but by golly, they'll put a wall up around the Capitol, will they not? Walls seem to work around the Capitol when they're scared of their constituents, and you know, why would you be so gung-ho about disarming your constituents unless the things you want to do to society is so evil that you're afraid if they're armed they might shoot you? You know, I mean, it's really just that plain and simple. And that is the world in which we live. And I don't think it's the Bachman-Turner Overdrive song, "You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet," of what's going to come out of this administration as we move forward. They're going for their whole globalist wet dream come true. And, you know, I was watching Entertainment Tonight one night last week, and they were debating on how many masks you should wear. And had some, you know, talking head saying that, you know, one is not enough. You should wear two. You maybe should consider wearing three. They want you to be deprived of oxygen. You know, they want to smother you in mask, which is completely ridiculous that any government in the world would make a vaccine for a virus that has a 99.97% recovery rate. I heard Glenn Beck say this past week, and I'm not a Glenn Beck fan, I'm just, you know, riding down the road listening to what I can find, that 15 states, he didn't name them, has not had a single death, 0 to 18. 15 states, not even a single death. But here I was listening to the radio locally, and they were saying, I forget what, it was a county I'm not familiar with, and they were saying that they had started school back on Monday. This was Monday of last week. And some student had someone in their family that had tested positive, or shutting down the whole school again. I mean, completely ridiculous where we find ourselves. But we're going to take it full circle when I play the audio that I'm going to be playing at the bottom of the hour. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention's latest order requiring individuals to wear masks when using public transportation or residing in transportation hubs will be further enforced by other federal authorities, the agency announced in its order, which went into effect this week. Under the order, this is new now, individuals are required to wear a mask while using public transportation, which includes awaiting, boarding, disembarking, or traveling on airplanes, ships, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, ride shares, as they are traveling into, within, or out of the United States or U.S. territories, per the CDC. How ridiculous does that sound? I mean, and Mike, we're going to play audio two next. How ridiculous does that sound? The tyrannical nature that they have taken on, and it's working. It's working. They've got the elderly, at least in my neck of the woods, scared to death. I see people riding down the road with a mask on, they're in a car by themselves. I see people out in the yard, you know, they couldn't even throw a baseball and hit somebody, and they got a mask on. I mean, we really need to consider the propaganda and the immense success they've had at controlling the feeble-minded sheep people, because that's what we've got now. Here, we're talking about the CDC, and I've got two stories. Let me give you my source on it. That was Breitbart.com. I've got another one. Cue to the federal mask cops. Americans are now required to wear masks in planes, trains, buses, subways, taxis, car services, boats. This is Reason.com story. Per a new order from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention that took effect today, I printed this today, masks must be of a style approved by the federal government, and they must fit properly. I guess you're going to be riding along, the police are going to pull you over. Hey, we want to see if your masks fit properly. You know, we want to inspect those masks, by golly. Failure to comply will result in being prohibited from traveling, booted from the transit in question, and potential criminal penalties. You know, you're up in jail. Hey, what are you in here for? Oh, you know, I robbed my neighbor. You know, I was having sex with a 15-year-old. My mask didn't fit properly, man. My mask got old and a little loose, and, you know, the cops come and cuffed and stuffed me, you know, like Roscoe P. Coltrane. All right, let's go back down the memory hole, and let's just remember something that Fossey said many moon ago. Here is audio two.
Later. Right. And you tell this to people, you say you haven't heard yet that it's 13 grand to get you in there and claim that you have COVID. And then another 40 if they can get that tube down your throat and kill you. And people, oh, I never heard that. Oh, yeah. You never heard that Fauci. You never heard the statement where Fauci says, well, you can wear the mask if you want to, but it doesn't really do anything. But, you know, if it makes you feel comfortable, you can do that. No, I never heard that. And they don't believe that he actually ever said that. And they won't take the time to click on a link to look for it.
When you see people and look at the films in China and South Korea, whatever, everybody's wearing a mask. Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
And like I say, they just will not believe it. And if they hear him actually say that, they'll accept the excuse that, oh, well, yeah, because we had to save masks for caregivers, yeah.
Okay, there you have it. This is some Harry Vox, if you're not familiar with that, VoxNews.com. The COVID con, that is really, I'll have to say, I wasn't that familiar. If you listened to my broadcast on Saturday several weeks ago, I can't remember. I have difficulty gauging whether 3, 5 weeks or whatever. But I played a clip from Harry Vox, and if I had time tonight, I would love to play it. Back in 2014, he really accurately predicted. He said that the globalist, the tool they haven't taken out of the toolbox, was the pandemic. And he talked about they're going to have a pandemic, have people wearing masks, coming up with vaccines. He really did. And I had a lot of email and a lot of people requesting that clip. And you can go to VoxNews.com and the COVID Con, which is what I'm played that clip from. And I'm fixing to play you another clip from that very same thing. You know, I had heard a lot of people saying, you know, $39,000 for ventilators if they put a ventilator. I'd heard a lot of people report it, but I'd never really been able to find, you know, get my foot on the solid ground about that, you know, because it sounds so incredible. It's so incredible. And you got to watch these Harry Vox videos because he tends to, unfortunately, a lot of them are profanity laced, and it makes it kind of suck if you want to play them on the radio like this, but I've clipped them so that that's not a problem. Now, this is Senator Scott Jefferson in the hallowed halls of Congress, and it's just a little over a minute, so it'll fit before we get to the break. This is from the COVID Con with Harry Vox. Listen to what Senator Scott Jefferson said from the Capitol. Here we go. Audio number one, please, Mike.
Oh, no, I know somebody who was really in the sick, they went to the hospital, they died.
Yeah, because they put a respirator down their throat, because they got the $40,000. Oh, you didn't hear about that. You ask people, you do realize that they get the hospitals that get paid $40,000 to kill you with a respirator. And the respirator is 90% of the time, or greater than 90% of the time, actually are responsible for killing you. And they get $40,000 to do that.
Hospital administrators might well want to see COVID-19 attached to a discharge summary or a death certificate. Why? Because if it's a straightforward garden variety pneumonia that a person is admitted to the hospital with, if they're on Medicare, typically the diagnosis-related group lump sum payment will be about $5,000. But if it's COVID-19 pneumonia, then it's $13,000. And if that COVID-19 pneumonia patient ends up on a ventilator, it goes to $39,000. Now, I can demonstrate those facts to you, and I've been fact-checked, and I've sent it out to different news sources. I didn't make these things up. You can get these from Medicare. What's happening there? We're seeing an expansion of what that patient's chart looks like, what their picture looks like. Why? Because if we can increase the index of severity of a patient, we get paid more. I was a medical director of a nursing home for years. We constantly talked about, in our meetings, about the need to elevate the index of severity, because then the nursing home gets paid more per day per patient. What does this mean? Well, I know this is offensive for you, but this is the way it works. The network, the insurance company, they won't let us do otherwise.
All right, how about that? That was Senator Scott Jefferson on the steps of the Capitol telling everyone that he has fact-checked this, and if they can ram a ventilator down your throat, the hospital gets $39,000 more. I mean, you want to talk about a sick, sick system. Scott Jensen. Maybe I wrote that down wrong. Okay, Scott Jensen. I'm sorry. Thank you, Mike. Maybe I wrote that down wrong. You want to talk about, they're putting the COVID-19 patients in the nursing homes, which, you know, in any other world other than this one would be straight up some sort of manslaughter, murder. But here you've got Senator Scott Jensen admitting to the fact that it is in their economic benefit to, what was it called, index of severity. He said they had meetings all the time of how can we raise the index of severity so that we can get more money. Unbelievable. I mean, the hospital is the most dangerous place, I guess, you can go. It's the most dangerous place you can be. And what is the survival rate on ventilators? I've heard a lot of different numbers bantied around, but a lot of people don't come off of the ventilator. You know, and here again, I know this has been supposedly very tough on elderly and people that have underlying conditions, but we're talking about wiping out the entire middle class. We're talking about enslaving the population. We're talking about quarantining people that are not sick, while big tech and the big box stores and all of the rich get richer while the middle class is evaporated. Coming up on a break, back in moments. We're going to the end of the line.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Of all the ruthless soldiers. Oh, I see the light and the heat. Oh, I wanna be that complete. I wanna touch the light, the heat I see in your eyes.
All right, we are back on the National Intel Report. I am your guest host, Fan Show, filling in for John Stadtmiller. It's my honor to fill in tonight for John. I always like to say, each week, you know, support RBN, support the work of John Stadtmiller, support the network. Mike through the week, Ken on the weekends, running the board. It takes a lot of money to operate a network like this. I ask for no donations. I have nothing to sell. If you enjoy my broadcast, other broadcasts on RBN, donate to RBN. That's what I ask you to do to keep this, because I'm here to tell you there's many, many things going on. I know a young lady that just attended the January 6th rally, left as soon as the president got done speaking, was nowhere near the Capitol. Anonymous letters was written to her boss trying to get her fired. But fortunately, her boss knew all about where she was at. So I think we're just at the beginning of the clampdown, other networks having problems with phone lines. I mean, there's a lot going on. I wanted to put this right here because I played this Saturday and I had so many people that emailed and wanted to hear. This is a, wanted to have the YouTube video sent to them. This is a Canadian, they call it a Canadian musclehead, but this is a a gentleman from Canada that frequents the gym, and I'm here to tell you, people are seeing through the BS, and he's one of them. Listen to what he has to say about what's happening with COVID-19. Let's play audio 8, please, Mike.
Don't need a mask. The mask is about compliance, because they know Canadians like to do what they're told. So if they tell you you have to wear a mask, next they're going to tell you you have to contact trace. Then they're going to tell you you have to take the vaccine. And because Canadians like to do what they're told, they're hoping that everyone just complies. And then guess what, kids? Once you take your vaccine, like a dumb person that doesn't know any better, they're going to tell you, sorry, the vaccine isn't as effective as we thought it was going to be. So now you still got to wear your mask, still got to get contact traced, still have all the restrictions and social distancing, and still take your vaccine. And then what did you get out of all of this? You got a whole year where you weren't allowed to travel. Your business was closed. They took your rights and freedoms. They forced the vaccine on you. And what happened? The same amount of people died. Everything is the exact same. And now they're going to put you back on lockdown and bring it all the way till July of next year so they can do the same thing again. Bring you from July, August, and September, getting you off lockdown, but just to bring you back on lockdown again. If you idiots haven't figured it out yet, it's a perpetual cycle that you never get out of. And it's a way to take your rights, your freedoms, close your business, take your wealth. Why? So you become dependent on government. Why? If you're independent, the government works for you like it's supposed to. If you depend on the government to give you a paycheck to feed your family every month because they closed your business on you, now the government doesn't work for you. The government rules you. So instead of a middle class, we have the government, upper class, and the lower class dependents that rely on the government to survive. In other words, we have a slave class. And that's what they're trying to do. It's that simple.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chris.
How about that? I mean, that guy really nailed it right on the head. This thing, they're already extending it. I mean, I've read one article today where they were talking about 2025. Falsy, which is what I call him, Falsy, he is saying, you know, that 80% of the world is going to have to be vaccinated before we're ever going to return to normal. I mean, we are really living in some sort of combination of the movies 1984, They Live, the book, The Turner Diaries, and Idiocracy, all rolled up into one. And it looks like that we're just at the beginning of this insanity. I mean, this is the globalist justification for everything they want. And I'm expecting some sort of horrific event, some false flag event, or some sort of horrific event to be the catalyst of them really coming after the Second Amendment. I mean, H.R. 5717 is bad, real bad. But, they're going to have something for the justification, and it's coming. The other thing is, look how they just used it to just willy-nilly steal the election. Complete voter fraud. You know, if you go back and you listen to my October 31st broadcast, I predicted Biden would win, and the reason I predicted it was he had to win. They had the whole setup set. If I give you a recipe for a pound cake and you follow it, you'll get something like a pound cake. If you have a recipe for complete flagrant voter fraud, you're going to get complete voter fraud, mail-in ballots. And they had to put an end to all of these corruption investigations. Durham's report was never going to come out before the election. Of course not. Although I listened to Sean DePaul Hannity go on month after month about, you know, that we're just before indictments and arrests and blah, blah, blah. None of it ever going to happen. And I said the whole time, I have to see it to believe it. That's why they had to get rid of Trump so bad. And I mean, just in our face, and then all the media singing off the same song sheet. There's no evidence of voter fraud here. Move along. There's no evidence, no credible evidence, even though more people voted in Massachusetts than have registered to vote, and on and on and on. I've documented it. You know it. Everybody's documented it. It's in your face. I watched it. But yet, they done it. And they got away with it. And, you know, that QAnon BS that people followed, I'm sorry, I never reported one time on QAnon, I didn't believe any of it. And all the way up to the bitter end, and still some now, claiming that something's going to change. I knew Biden was going to be the president. Coming up on a break, back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop and lift?
What the hell is an ease-off drop and lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Everybody look what's going down. We've got masked off open tyranny right in our face, and everybody look what's going down. You know, I told this on my broadcast on Saturdays. I go to a barbershop that's a pretty busy barbershop, right, even though I live in rural North Carolina. And everyone there was talking trash about the election being rigged. You know, they all seen it. I mean, there was no one denying it. They all believed the election was rigged. I was kind of took back and proud, and, you know, and I'm jaded, so... So I asked him, I was like, well, how many people here is going to take the vaccine? All of them, but one other beside me, said they would. I mean, it just blew my mind. Okay, to get all this in, I've got to move quick. I want to play this clip. Now, this is Catherine Fitz. This is from planetlockdownfilm.com. I urge you to go there and watch it. It's only about, I think, 50 minutes. Don't hold me to that. But this lady is connecting Mini O'Dot. And normally I don't play clips this long. I'm going to play about a little over 10 minutes of the beginning of this. But it'll fit right here. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of information here. There may be a little more to the story than maybe all of us have took note of. So we're going to play that. Then we're going to come back getting some emails. Yes, I'm going to take phone calls all next hour. I'd like to hear from you guys on all this information I've given out and just any other information or news you'd like to share. We'll take phone calls all next hour. So here we go. This is Catherine Fitz, planetlockdownfilm.com. Let's play audio 9, please, Mike.
My name is Catherine Austin Fitz. I'm the publisher of the Solari Report and managing director of Solari Investment Advisory Services.
And what do you think is happening economically as a result of all this?
So what is happening, I just published a huge study called The State of Our Currencies. And what I describe is the fact that for many decades, the dollar has been the reserve currency. And the system is what I would describe as long in the tooth. And the central bankers are trying to bring in a new system, but it's not ready to go yet. And we're in a period of great change and uncertainty where the central bankers are trying to keep the dollar system going and accelerate. So they're trying to lengthen the dollar system, and then they're trying to accelerate bringing in the new system. And they have to bring in the new system without anybody quite realizing exactly what it is. So we've had a global reserve currency system, the dollar, and it needs to evolve and change, and it's long in the tooth. There's lots of unhappiness with the system. And the central bankers are trying to bring a new system. And to do it, they're trying to extend the old and accelerate the new. And it makes it a very chaotic thing, since much of the new is being tested and tried and prototyped, and it involves many different industries. So I describe the new system as the end of currencies. So we're not bringing in a new currency. We're essentially bringing in a new transaction system that will be all digital and essentially end currencies as we know them. So what they're trying to do involves essentially all the money on the planet. So it's big, it's complicated, it's messy. And the challenge they have is, how do you market a system that, if people understood it, nobody would want? And of course, the way you do that is with a healthcare crisis.
And why is a healthcare crisis good for that?
Because generally, if a few people want to control the many, the question is, how can you herd all the sheep into the slaughterhouse without them realizing and resisting? So the perfect thing is invisible enemies. So we had the war on terrorism, with invisible terrorists, and then now a virus is perfect because it's invisible. You can't prove that it doesn't exist because it's invisible. So invisible enemies are always the preferred one, particularly if they scare people. If you can use fear and introduce significant fear, then people will need government to protect them from the invisible enemy. Then the second tactic, which is very effective, is divide and conquer. And so in the meantime, if you can use the media plays a very important role. If you can turn men and women against each other and black and white against each other. And one of the reasons you import a lot of immigrants into Europe is turn the general population against the immigrants, and then you need government to be in the middle. And so these are all, whether it's divide and tactic or invisible enemies, these are all ways to institute fear and get people to go along with things. And of course, the invisible virus allows you to do enormous control mechanisms. You can stop people from gathering. You can stop people from organizing. You can stop people from getting together and talking about what's going on, et cetera, et cetera. And if you digitize it with contract tracing, then you can control who's talking to whom. If you can get them to do all their work and education online, you can literally listen to everything they're saying. So you can institute extraordinary amounts of surveillance, all in the theory that we're protecting you from the invisible virus. It's very clever, and as you can see, it's working in with many people, not everybody, but many people. So to me, a lot, and I don't want to underestimate the ability of the leadership to introduce pathogens that will kill people, and I don't want to suggest that people aren't getting sick, but essentially what you're trying to do is you're trying to get people to buy into a solution before they see where it's ultimately going to go. Because you're talking about a transaction system that is no longer a currency, it's a control system. So it's like a credit at the company store. If every central bank comes out with a digital central bank currency, they have the ability to turn your money on and off. So if you don't behave, that's it. And of course, as we know, they want to combine this with transhumanism, which means literally, you know, I take injections that can institute the equivalent of an operating system in my body. And so I'm hooked up to the financial system, literally, physically.
To step back to the beginning a little bit, a little 101,
sure.
Is what is the actual effect of the lockdown measures?
So what you're doing is you're trying to, I used to call the Patriot Act the Concentration and Control of Cash Flow Act, and this is a very similar process. You're trying to dramatically centralize economic and political control. So let me give you an example. We have 100 small businesses on Main Street in a community. You declare them non-essential, shut them down. Suddenly Amazon and Walmart and the big box stores can come in and take away all the market share. In the meantime, the people on Main Street have to keep paying off their credit cards or their mortgage. So they're in a debt entrapment, and they're desperate to get cash flow to cover basically their debts and their day-to-day expenses. In the meantime, you have the Federal Reserve institute a form of quantitative easing where they're buying corporate bonds, and the guys who are taking up the market share can basically finance at, you know, 0 to 1%, or their banks can at 0 to 1%, when everybody in Main Street is paying 16 to 17% on their credit cards without income. So basically, now you've got them over a barrel, and you can take away their market share. And generally, they can't afford to do what they say because they're too busy trying to find money to feed their kids. In the 2016 election cycle, we saw the general population support candidates who represented populism in a variety of different ways. So Bernie Sanders was a populist relative to the other candidates. Donald Trump was a populist relative to the other candidates. And literally what the sort of global capital class realized was they had a problem that could be solved by destroying the independent income of small business and sole practitioners and people who had independent forms of income. So if you're a doctor, if you're a lawyer, if you're a CPA and you have your own practice, you are generally going to support the populist candidates. And so the way to shut the populist candidates down is to shut off their income and support, which is you put Main Street out of business, and then there's nobody to finance a Bernie Sanders or a Donald Trump. There's nobody to support him.
So, I mean, do the lockdown measures appear to you to be, it's more of an economic thing than a virus mitigation plan?
So this is an economic war, and you've basically had sort of the top 1%. So since April, we've seen global billionaires increase their net worth by 27%. Now, what that says is this has been a very successful global economic war, because what you're having is the sort of global capitalist class, and I shouldn't call it capitalism because it's not. It's much more it's economic totalitarianism. What you've seen is they've been able to consolidate fantastic amounts of economic wealth, not just by deleting the income of the middle class and consolidating it into their companies, but by significantly improving the wealth and power of the largest G7 developed countries and China vis-a-vis the emerging markets. So, the countries with the most advanced technology and the access to AI and software and to the sort of digital systems, including through space, are dramatically consolidating economic power vis-a-vis the weaker nations. So we're seeing a consolidation of economic power, centralization, both into the wealthier and the more powerful nations, and the basically top 1% who control them. So I would describe what COVID-19 is the institution of controls necessary to convert the planet from democratic process to technocracy. So what we're watching is a change in control and an engineering of new control systems. So think of this as a coup d'etat. It's much more like a coup d'etat than a virus. So for 20 some years in the United States, we've had a financial coup d'etat. And we knew, At the end of 1995, a decision was made to move much of the assets and money out of the country. That was part of sort of bubbling the global economy with globalization. And they knew that once they'd finished moving all those assets, that they would have to consolidate and change the fundamental system. So after the financial coup, you've stolen all the money in the pension funds, you've stolen all the money in the government, and now rather than turn and tell people, well, we stole your money, you need an excuse that will allow you to consolidate and change the fundamental system. And so you have a magic virus. And the magic virus is, oh, you know, we have to fundamentally change the system. And, you know, thanks to the magic virus, there's no money in Social Security. Thanks to the magic virus, there's no money in the Treasury. You know, and you have your perfect magic excuse.
Everything can be blamed on the virus.
Yeah, yeah. The magic virus can, you know, it's amazing because every implication of the financial coup has been magically solved by the magic virus. Yeah. It's quite, if you're a financial person and you look at the world through the mathematics of time and money, it's quite amazing that anybody believes it, but they do.
All right, there you have it. That is Catherine Fitz, planetlockdownfilm.com. And that's the first 10 minutes of it. Like I say, it's about 50 minutes, but what a mouthful that she said right there. In currencies as we know it. That's been the globalist wet dream come true for decades. Now it's here. We're knocking at the door. Because I believe that once they declare that everyone's got to have their COVID certification to go in a bank or buy groceries or anything else, and they're going to justify it. They're going to use, we got to end paper currency because of the COVID. COVID-19's everything. They've done this through fear and propaganda, deleting income of the middle classes. How about that? You know, I've told a story. I've got a friend of mine who's an auctioneer. He has an auction house. He's been doing well. Under our current Governor Pooper's orders here in North Carolina, he can only have 10 people in his auction house. 10 people. Put him out of business. He went out of business in December. He closed. Gave up. Couldn't keep going. Because of the ridiculous lockdown for a virus that's got a 99.97% recovery rate. But Wally World, Walmart, at least the one here in this county, can have 950 people in it. Nobody's disinfecting the little tray you get your change out of or any of that stuff. They do stand out there and wipe down the carts. It's stupid. It's ridiculous. And a lot of people are seeing through this. And, you know, thankfully Trump woke a lot of people up to the news media is the enemy of the American people. And no truer words have ever been said. No truer words have ever been said. The magic virus, economic warfare, put Main Street out of business. That's exactly what's happened. And we're sitting back and allowing this bunch of corrupt, crooked, sellout trader politicians and the sellout trader lapdog prostituted media to ram this down the American people's throat. And a lot of people are standing on the sidelines, dumbfounded, not sure really what the hell is going on. You know, because so much is happening so fast, and we just went through a rigged election, and we're going to go through, an impeachment of someone that's left office. I mean, there's no end to the clown world in which now we live. And this is just another stark example of it. But I urge you, check that out and watch the whole film. Like I said, I can't even remember. I was trying to find it. I'd emailed it to myself so I could send it to Mike, and it was on Rumble. I'm not familiar with that. I think it's like BitChute. But I was able to watch the whole thing. But it's interesting, to say the least. Now, I'm running out of time, and I'm not going to have time to put anything in here. We'll do it after the break. But when we come back, I've got a clip. You got to hear what Bill Gates is saying the future is going to look like. Apparently, Bill Gates was speaking at giving a lecture to children. And we're going to play that video on the other side of the break. Then I've got two more videos I'm going to play back to back. It'll probably be after the top of the hour. They're real quick. They're only a couple of minutes long. And then I'm going to take phone calls. I got a whole stack of news here, but I don't know how much of it's been covered by other people, how much of it you know and you don't know. But I really enjoy the phone calls because the RBN audience all over the country, all over the world, I get emails from people all over the world from broadcast on Saturdays. Extremely intelligent. I use a lot of the clips that people send me, a lot of the news that they send me, and I love to hear from the audience because a lot of good information comes from the audience. And, you know, The audience at RBN is going to have to support the network of RBN for RBN to be here this time next month, this time 6 months from now, this time next year with what we are facing. Everything has changed. They've used the COVID-19 hoax to justify rigging the election, taking your rights, implementing these lockdowns, and they're coming after the Second Amendment. You could actually argue the First Amendment's already gone. I mean, you can't post anything on Facebook. You lose your job if you go to a Republican event to watch the president speak. You're fired. The FBI doesn't care if Black Lives Matter burn down cities and commit arson or even burn down the police department. But by golly, they're checking their list and they're checking it twice and they're trying to find out who's been naughty or nice and showing up at a Trump rally to listen to the president on January 6th. I mean, the hypocrisy is just off the freaking chart. It's unfreaking believable what the American people are willing to choke down. I vision the American people as just a person with a funnel in their mouth, a big load of crap in the funnel, and a big boot at the end of the load of crap. Back in moments, coming up on a break. Stay with me.
I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
We're back on the National Intel Report. I am your guest host tonight, Farron Schoaf, sitting in, proudly sitting in for John Stadtmiller. I wanted to get this in quickly right here because I got a couple other things I want to do next hour before we go to phone calls. Bill Gates presents children's lecture saying he's building a global virus police force. I want you to listen to this because this is the future coming to you. Let's play audio 6, please, Mike.
We all want to return to the way things were before COVID-19. But there's one area where I hope we never go back: our complacency about pandemics. We can get ahead of infectious disease outbreaks. By the next pandemic, I believe we can have what I call mega testing diagnostic platforms. They can be deployed quickly, cost very little, and test 20% of the entire population every week. We also want to get treatments out far faster next time. One of the most promising is monoclonal antibodies. These manufactured antibodies grab onto the virus and disable it, just like your immune system, and can reduce death rates by as much as 80%. I also think that we'll develop new vaccines quickly, in large part due to this new mRNA platform. mRNA will become faster to develop, easier to store, and lower cost. That's a huge breakthrough. To stop future pandemics quickly, we need to be able to spot disease outbreaks as soon as they happen anywhere in the world. And that requires a global alert system. If there turns out to be some new infectious pathogen, then we need a group of infectious disease responders to spring into action. Think of these as like pandemic firefighters. They're going to use their logistics, use their ability to build up capacity quickly. They're going to go wherever that problem is. Stopping the next pandemic will require a big investment. But I think of this as the best insurance policy the world could buy. You can read more about this in our annual letter.
How about that right there? Mega testing platforms. 20% of the population tested each week. Don't you look forward to that? New vaccines made quickly. You're forever going to be vaccinated in this brave new world. Global alert system. Responders to pandemic outbreaks, much like firefighters. And we've got to make big investments into all of this. I mean, is the world really going to choke down this load of BS? Is this the destiny of society, to accept this as somehow normal, as absurd and ridiculous as this is? It may be, and I'll tell you why, because I've saw it firsthand right here in the county in which I live, where people were lining up at 4 a.m. so they could be saved by the vaccine. And, you know, mainstream media is not reporting, but other sources are, all of the massive amount of side effects that are coming from this. And I got a text from Jeremy. He said the military is not being vaccinated. Now, if this was so crucial and it was to save everybody's life, wouldn't they want to keep the murder circus that they parade around the world from getting sick and dying? Wouldn't they want to save the murder circus? Coming up on a break. Back in moments.
We need leaders to lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back.
We must take America back. Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.